Come sing with me the story of a search for life in space, conducted by the most creative members of our race. Amazing ingenuity is daily being shown to make a SETI station from the junk behind your home. When NASA said he got the axe in 1993, whoever guessed that you and I could do the job for free? The amateurs accomplished what some said could not be done. We made us SETI stations with the junk behind our homes. This will be your part. A pair of 3-pound coffee cans is all you really need to build yourself a low reflection 1420 feed. A TV dish and old computer you already own will make a SETI station with the junk behind your home. Giant NASA telescopes cost 50 million bucks. Of course, we're short on funding, but we're really long on luck, because there are some simple ways the hobbyists have shown to make a SETI station with the junk behind your home. Our dishes may be tiny, but it isn't hard to show. They're sensitive as NASA's were just 20 years ago. As software gets more capable, we quickly realize we'll make up in computer power what we may lack in size. A pair of 3-pound coffee cans is all you really need to build yourself a low reflection 1420 feed. A TV dish and old computer you already own will make a SETI station with the junk behind your home. The budget acts in Washington just never could apply, for SETI is the science which refused to simply die. The hams had far more talent than the world had ever known to make their SETI stations from the junk behind their homes. We're global, and the flag of Earth we've recently unfurled, with regional coordinators all around the world. A search that's run by volunteers will never have to fear that government will pull their funding after just a year. A pair of 3-pound coffee cans is all you really need to build yourself a low reflection 1420 feed. A TV dish and old computer you already own will make a SETI station with the junk behind your home. Some people lack the training to know what it's all about, but they can join the SETI League. We're here to help you out. I'm telling you that no one has to go the job alone when making SETI stations with the junk behind their home. We're 5 years old and growing. Would you like to know the score? 1,000 members now in 50 countries, maybe more, grassroots and international, because so many care. I'm proud to say we've now 6 dozen stations on the air. Those numbers are dated. A pair of 3-pound coffee cans is all you really need to build yourself a low reflection 1420 feed. A TV dish and old computer you already own will make a SETI station with the junk behind your home. Our members write the software, it's the fastest they can get. All clever code for hacking the galactic internet. We put out as shareware from Aruba to Zagreb. Our stations are downloading it directly off the web. Technology is grand, but still skeptics often ask how what we've cobbled up can be sufficient to the task. It may not be today, but Gordon Moore has made it clear that raw computer power seems to double every year. A pair of 3-pound coffee cans is all you really need to build yourself a low reflection 1420 feed. A TV dish and old computer you already own will make a SETI station with the junk behind your home. It's hard to know what any individual may see. We need coordination, and we get it all for free. A modem and a phone line and a local ISP mean we can share our data files and you can work with me. Someday soon a hobbyist is going to get the call that proves to us that life on Earth is not unique at all. Until that day, we need you to participate, so come and make a SETI station with the junk behind your home. A pair of 3-pound coffee cans is all you really need to build yourself a low reflection 1420 feed. A TV dish and old computer you already own will make a SETI station from the junk behind.